Yeah. Tell him tonight. Forever. Oh. I got me back.
You are kind, you are big. You better tell him tonight. Express your worship. Express your worship. Release your worship. Release your worship. You've been good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of the things I know, I've handled them. I've thought them. I have seen them. Hey! Erobala Gapala. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over. Yes, sir! You must be higher. Over and over. Over and over. Over and over. Hey, over and over. Immeasurable love. Uncountable blessings. Immeasurable goodness. Over and over and over. Even when I was a sinner, even when I miss myself, I may miss it sometimes, but you have been constant, consistent, reliable, dependable. You are merciful. Your mercy is forever. Haraba. Over and over and over. I will praise the Lord at all times. He is good. I will lift the Lord.
Said to me, when you get on stage tonight, they tell them, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To you it is given to know. One of the mysteries of the kingdom is worship, intimacy with the Father, not as a means to get things. But as a means to pour out yourself, for to you it is given to know this mystery, that others may see worship as a supermarket where they get things. To you it is given to know that it's more than that. He wants lovers. Until then, eyes will never see. Ears will hear. Neither will he enter into the heart of men what God has prepared. God prepared something. You think there's going to be a mistake with that? For those who love Him, what God has prepared. Oh, let's go worship tonight. Why are you here? Why? What brought you here? Oh, I want to go and worship. I'm dealing with some things. No. That's not. It, to you is given to know a higher wisdom, the mystery. Mystery means something that was covered. To you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. Worship for lovers, not for takers. That's how you have more than what you need. If you get this wisdom and take this as a key, that you don't need a song. You know, we wait for the song that resonates with our spirit most times. And you came here clouded with things in your mind. No, you don't know the mystery of the kingdom. If you realize what the mystery, one of the mysteries of the kingdom is worship, it will change your attitude forever. It's not to get things, it's to become. It's to become. I promise you, it's to become. The Lord gave me a very strong message that I'm going to share in the next upper room. I'll probably share it in Lagos. But it's not for now. It's to become. May the eyes of your understanding be open. I'm telling you, if you know what I'm sharing to you, sharing with you tonight, and if your mind can open to receive this truth, you will become a God unto Pharaoh. Because we are in a need-based society where everything has been designed. Most sermons have been designed to get things. Say, come and worship. See, those are byproducts. The Lord said to me yesterday as I was worshiping, He shook my entire theology. He said, miracle signs and wonders is the base level. The way you meet me, say, what we talk here is not miracles. Say, that's the base level of the kingdom. Say, intimacy is the language of my presence. So that you walk miracles in miracles. So if the reason why you pray is to carry power, you're already late. I said something recently. I said a worshiper works in all dimensions because you literally carry God. You literally carry God, and you walk in all dimensions. Oh, Rev. Monkey said, I hear people say, "Oh, I have three gifts of the Spirit." He said, "I have anything I need at any time." He said, if the spirit of prophecy is about to be released, I walk in that office. I just release all the nine gifts of the spirit. My emphasis is workings of miracles and gifts of healing. He said, no, I walk in all these dimensions. That's somebody who understands intimacy. I promise you. The best level of the kingdom is miracle signs and wonders. They are byproducts. They are not even the product of our worship. No, the product of our worship is change. Is that you are changed. That's the... I go for meetings by the mercies of God all around the world. And the first thing that strikes me is that people want to create content. So they hold their phone. A container that does not have a content wants to create content. I meet people all around, and they are so particular about snapping pictures. I said, do you want a photo op or you want impartation? Because I didn't get here by snapping. Social media, it will renew you. Because there's always a need to perform. There's always a need to show something new. It will renew you. Yes, some people are not on social media and they are making news. What am I? Can you see the wrong doctrine that we have? Oh, we come to, once you, people go to God because, oh, there are issues. And if God really wants to help you, when you go to Him for issues, He begins to talk to you about something else. Moses ran for his dear life. He got to the place God was telling him about, him being the savior of Israel, the deliverer of Israel. I've not even delivered myself. You didn't get that. If you catch this truth, that's the generation God wants us to raise. This is Jacob. Somebody who ran away from home. Somebody who is running away from his brother. This is Jacob. Oh, you thought he wrestled? You know, people think he wrestled physically. He wrestled physically. No. He was in the place of intimacy, dropping things, wrestling. Flesh had to go. Because God wanted to show his people. Because in him was Israel. And God wanted, so there's a nation inside of you. There's a nation inside of you. This is Jacob. The generation. So you come to a meeting like this, and the only thing you are thinking about is, oh Lord, I'm coming here because you just have to help me. God says, that I will help you is non-negotiable. But I want to raise you as a helper. Have you been in prayers before and you are praying about something and God is telling you to pray for another person? That's God trying to shift your attention from you. It's not that deep. I want to raise something out of you. I want to bring something out of your life. So you come for meetings like this, and the only thing on your mind is, let's just believe in God for something. And you are pressing into God because of what you need. You actually don't get anything from there. All you get are ching ching, tom tom, granite. God wants to give you a mind. Am I tempted to go to God for things? Yes. The best of us will always be tempted. The best of us. I want to start prayer like this. I'm dealing with something. That's what comes to me first. In fact, sometimes you forget to give God adequate thanks. Because that matter is just on your heart. No. You can't host God like that. No, you can't take nations like that. I will have to discipline myself sometimes with a song. I say, my mind, come back home. What's wrong with you? I've missed a power room. I just want to go there. I think I'm open. To you, it is given to know. To you. Even miracles are supposed to lead to repentance. The goodness of God leads to repentance. So, what God wanted to do was repentance. But He brought in something, He gave you a sweet to tell you can get more candies. It's leading you to repentance. At the end of the day, you will need that candy. The need of Simon and his guys were that they toiled all night and caught nothing. at his word, they launched into the deep and they had a mighty catch. At the end of the day, they left everything they took. Please think. People had labored all night. Now the solution came. You got the solution, you still left it. Because that's the real plan of God. To make you, and Jesus was so clear. He said, come, follow me. You caught fish. I want to make you fishers of men. So what they thought they needed, they actually did not need it. They thought they needed fish. They actually did not need the fishes. They left it. Who did they leave it with? And forgive me, Christians. I am very sure the people fought on the fish. Some people fought for it. You thought they were the only fishermen there. The Bible says they called on their friends. Please, can you read the Bible picture? They called on their friends. But their friends did not follow Jesus. They stayed with the fish. I promise you, they went there again the next day. There was no mighty catch. They lost an opportunity. At least, follow association that works. Somebody said, launch into the deep. Your net door. And in your mind, because the devil had beclouded your mind with too much need, you have too much need. Somebody worked miracles. Me, I will see somebody work that kind of miracle. I will not. Let's go. Wait. We don't say we die and we live here. I'm sure most of them will turn it to. They will turn it to principles. Oh, this was how Jesus did it yesterday. Let's go and do it again today. You didn't get that. And that's what the body of Christ is suffering from. We picked something because it worked. We stayed there. There is more in God, sir. Principles are what we turn to when we cannot discern the presence. So the principle of worship gets results. It will get result. It will always get result. So you stay with the principle of worship. Let's just keep worshiping. So that we can get things. See, as you worship tonight, God will sort you. That's the lowest level. Lowest level of fellowship. Prayer is to change you, not give you things. Somebody will ask, when did Peter and the rest got born again at that place? Peter said, turn away from us. We are sinners. Go away. They got miracle that led to their repentance. The next thing was they followed. They wanted to disgrace Jesus one day. Because they asked Peter, said, Peter, come here. Go to the river. He didn't even give him a specific name of any river. Just go anywhere. Peter knew that guy. I remember the miracle of the fish. Amen. Any fish you catch. Anyone. You like tilapia. Anyone you catch. No, I like typhus. Yeah. Any fish you catch. Just one. Imagine. He said, just pick one fish. Open the mouth. Since you are a fisherman, I still need your skill. The skill. How can you be normal? It's not possible. How can? So there is money in the mouth of the fish. I've never seen that one before. Money in the mouth of the fish. Peter, this is your profession. I won't send you to go. If I send you to go and do any other thing, that's me asking from you what you don't have. I need to still use your skill. You see somebody like that here in nature. He's a medical doctor by training. miracles. I will still use your medical science knowledge. You will not only heal the body, you will heal the soul. That's what worship makes you become. That's what intimacy. That's why we come here, to become. No wonder Peter's shadow began to heal. A fisherman, if he had missed that opportunity that day to follow Jesus, because his friends, they were not part of the people, but the moment Peter said, "Come and help us," Peter qualified them to walk in that, but they missed it because of fish. God wants to raise you as a deliverer of nations. All you are concerned about is how to, you know, once I was, I know my way with worship. You are still on that level. He said, to you it is given to know this mystery that I want you to become. So when we come into a place like this, you don't need any song to come. You know, it's a time to change state. That's what it means to become. To change state. Let me tell you. I will say this later, but I just want to drop it in your spirit because God told me. The best level is to carry glory. See, best level is to reflect. See, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of God has risen upon you. It's the best level. For a new creation, you are the glory. As we behold, we are changing to the same. And you know, glory is not who God is, but glory is what God is. Sila. So you think you're no. And the glory of God has risen upon you. That's a low level. So when the Bible was saying, no, I don't want to awake your power. It's low level. I shine his glory. That's still low level. You get to a point by the reason of beholding. Because it takes time. You become. You literally become the glory. Literally. To you it is given to know. And when you come for worship, it's not to get things. To you it is given to know this mystery. It's a mystery. So why is order comes and they look fast and everything looks fast? They got it immediately and went. You stay. Because the promise is for those that wait. Upon the Lord shall renew. They shall mount up with wings. Have you seen an eagle mount up before? When others faint, they will run. And to you, it is given to know this mystery. That when you show up in church, when you wake up tonight and pray, and Lord says, pray for the body of Christ, you're not thinking, God, what is happening now? That when you go to win souls, it's because you love God. He wants lovers, not takers. Lovers, not takers. To you, it is given to know this mystery. Please know this thing I'm sharing tonight. Oh, why are you praying by 3 o'clock for power? You have missed it. When you rub, see, when you move. By experience, let me tell you something. When you walk with God to a level, you begin to see some dimensions come out of you. You will never know when you got there. I promise you. One day you will just realize that the healing anointing works with you when you feel certain way. You just become. You just become with no manual. Then you learn on the job. You just become. How did I start? That's what God wants. Do you teach a small boy how to go and wee wee? Something tells him wee wee comes in from here, comes out from here. You just start crawling, then walking. They're running. And if you stay there, fly. If you stay more, soar. So is every man born of the Spirit. The wind bloweth when no man leaves. You don't know where he's coming from or where he's going. Do you see, who are you? I don't know. I am anything God wants me to be. Because I'm still on a journey. I don't know yet. You don't know like you think you know. That's why you will never go to God for things again. To you it is given to know this one, this mystery. To others without is a parable. To others without, let's just join prayer online. Get something quickly. Yes. It can be a starting level for you. Don't stay there. God wants to make you follow me. Not I will give you. I will make you. Follow me. I will make, not give you. I don't want to give you. I want to make you. I want to make you what the world needs. Follow me. See people come out for worship. They have, it's not too, when I worship God, did this. Very good. It's still base level. I told you, the Lord said to me, walking in miracles, signs, and wonders is low level of intimacy. Don't think you have achieved anything with that. No. Didn't you see it in 1 Corinthians 13? After 1 Corinthians 12, mentioning the gift of the Spirit, that says, though I speak, I even leave the realm of men, I begin to speak the language of angels. And I have what? No love. I have no love. So it's for lovers, not takers. Peter loves me more than this thing. When you backslided, you came back to fishing. You came back to the low level I saved you from. You remember the day I did the first miracle with you. After giving you a lot of, you left it. You left that conviction. You left that conviction and went back to fishing. Peter, surely a question. Can you remember? Lovest me more than this? Have you forgotten where I picked you from? Have you forgotten that the day you had this miracle, you left it? Now you came back. Were you not the one I sent to the river? I said, just bring me a fish. Don't even bring the fish to me, just bring the coin. Now you have downgraded yourself to the lowest level that you now go back to fishing. And because you got result, probably if he did not catch any fish, his brain will have opened. But because he got result, let's just say here. Lovest me more than this. I have a better assignment for you. Feed my lovest me more than this. Take it to another level. Feed my land. Tonight, as we take the next few minutes to worship, I want you to take your heart away and your mind away from the things you want. Lovest me. God is reaching out to someone tonight. Lovest me more than this. I tell you, you will always have that temptation. Please, the balance is not to go to God to ask for things. It's good to ask. Because as children, you can ask. But I'm saying that should not be your drive into the place of worship, because what he wants to do for you is more than giving you. He wants to make you. Peter, you walked with me. Remember, I told you I want to make you fishers of men. You now went back to fishing fish, catching fish. Tonight, I want you to take the next few minutes and realign your heart. Realign your mind. Come back to the heart of worship. Boy, it's not all about things. where it's all about it. He made you as a worship. Somebody just watch yourself, express, align, realign. Realign, realign, realign. The secrets of God are for lovers, not for takers. The secrets of God are for lovers, not takers. The reason why I'm not singing is because I want you to realign your thoughts and your heart. Just realign, realign. When the music fades and all is stripped away, I sleep in calm. Longing just to breathe something else of what. For a song in itself. Tonight is searching. Everybody needs to repent, including the singer. I say it again. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply longing just to breathe something of what that will bless you. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Oh, you search much deeper through the way things are been. Ayada palagatala. Lift your voice. I'm running there.
Thank you.
your own words, just let him know. beautiful Jesus. You're beautiful Jesus.
We will stop loving.
praise.
We won't stop praising you.
We won't stop loving.
We won't stop loving you.
Thank you forever.
Forever
praise. This is the generation. We won't stop.
We won't stop praising you.
Hey, we won't stop.
We won't stop loving you.
Forever.
Forever.
Ay, ay, ay.
Forever.
Ay, forever. I won't stop. I won't stop.
I won't stop.
Ay, forever. Can you release your praise? This is our battle. We won't stop praising. Forever and ever, forever. Oh, I will stop praising. I will stop loving. I will stop serving. Forever, forever, forever. Somebody say, we will stop praising.
We will stop praising.
Forever.
We will stop.
Right forever. Can I hear the ladies? Say we won't stop praising. Forever. Say forever. Say we won't stop praising.
We won't stop
loving. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. We are the men. Say, oh God, and we won't stop loving you. Forever and ever. Hey, Apple. We are the men. Oh God. Hey, Apple. To the left. Let me hear you. Everybody say, oh. We won't stop. No rock will cry out in my place. Hey, no rock will cry out in my place. I said, no rock will cry out in my place. I am, no rock will cry out. Yeah, 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 yeah. No rock will cry out in my place. No rock will cry out in my place. Nothing will take your throne. Nothing will take your place. 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 Nothing will take. It's a banana. Thank you. One more time, oh God. For you, O God, in Zion, we love you. We make mistakes sometimes, but we love you. This house, we praise you forever. We praise you. Come on. Forever, yeah, we lift your name up. bless your neighbor. Forever. Say, we lift your neighbor. Oh, Jesus. We lift your neighbor, Samito. Erada Kalada. Say, glory. Glory to God. We lift your neighbor. Ay, ay, ay. Say, we lift your neighbor. Jesus, will it your neighbor? I stand up, I can tell you. Say, glory. Woo. Woo. Say, will it your neighbor? Woo. Oh, Jesus, will it your neighbor? Let's take it up one more time. Glory. Glory. Will it your neighbor? Say, will it your neighbor? Oh, Jesus. Will it your neighbor? Will it your neighbor? This is how I praise Yahweh. With my hands lifted up. This is how I praise Yahweh. Hear you. With my hands lifted up. Hey. Blah, 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 blah. I shall. Say this is our. With my ears. This is our praise, Yahweh. This is our praise. Let's stop. Everybody, lift my hands to you, my God. Say to you are all that matters. Everybody say, oh, say it. You are all that matters. Not my mix, not my spot. To you, my God. Say it to you. You are all that matters. What must I say? Ali. Oh, say to you, you are. Everybody say Yahweh. This is our praise, Yahweh. With my hands lifted up. This is our praise, Yahweh. When I wake up in the morning. This is our praise, yeah. With my hands lifted up. That this is our praise, Yahweh. Ooh, 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 ooh. This is our praise. This is our praise. With my hands lifted up. Everybody, are you ready? Say, Hallelujah. Say, Hallelujah. Aye, aye, aye. Lift your voice and say, Hallelujah. Aye, Hallelujah. Aye, Hallelujah. That's all we've come to say tonight. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We lift your voice to say, Hallelujah.
Fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say
to lift your voice. Right. Oh, greater. Oh, Lord my God. When are we awesome? Consider, yes, God, the works thy hands have. I see the stars. Now I hear rolling to thy. The universe, lift your hands and sing, sing my soul, then sings
my
lover. When I see you. Hey, one thing is a spring with blood of me. This is that. If you know it, say Yahweh. When I
see you,
then I better start. Somebody sing to him, say Yahweh, Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Hey, worship is when I see you. I said, I wonder what I will do. When I see you face to face. Dear God, I wonder how I will feel. When I see you face to face. I know one thing is for. A stream will flow out of me. Because you put it there. If we call on to me, inside up. Yahweh. This is. Hey, when I see you, then I better stop it now. Somebody speak to him, say Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Worship, worship me. Say when I see you. So I better study now. Somebody say Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Aya, this is. Aya, 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 aya. Yeah, yeah.
worship Him. When I see you, are you ready? I'll be praising, I'll be singing, I'll be dancing. When I see you, when I see you, I shout. I'll be praising, I'll be singing, I'll be dancing. When I see you, when I see you, what a day of joy it will be. When I see my lover face to face, I'll be singing, I'll be shouting, I'll be jumping, I'll be leaping, I'll be clapping. When I see, say I'll be praising.
I'll be praising.
When I see it, say I'll be praising. When I see you, I'll be praying. When I see you, say I'll be praising. Can you express yourself? Hey! Oh, 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 oh. If you will praise, you better praise now. If you will dance, you better dance now. If you will shout, you better shout now. I'll be praising, leaping, shouting, jumping, clapping, dancing. Yes, shut up, my God. Oh, yeah, well, me, you will just take any distance to me. Well, me, you will just take any distance to me. Hey, da. Somebody show you what me, God punish the devil. Destroy it at the hell. The world can take it away. Somebody say, so I'm here. I shall find that. Yeah. Say, you want me home. Where are my own parumas? Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, the fire. Say, you want. You better not be devil. Let me hear you say, say the fire, I shall. Aya, I shall. Aya. Heaven will be sweet. Say the fire, I shall. Are you ready? Somebody say, say Yahweh. This is the Father. Here are the power of the world. See you guys soon. Are you ready? When I see my lover, I will think for
Yahweh.
Give me one more time. When I see my lover, I will dance for you. Then I realize. One more time. When you see your lover, what will you do for you? When I see you, then I better. We are singing unto the Lord. Singing unto the Lord. We are singing unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. We are clapping unto the Lord. I see my lover, I will sing for you. Yeah. One more time. When I see my lover, I will dance for you. You better release your praise. Because at the end of my worship, the reward is. Can you see what we are singing? At the end of worship, the reward is Him, not things. And since you have Him, you will have everything. Listen, Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he began to tell them about his sojourn in the realm of the Spirit, encounters upon encounters. And he was going to end his letter to Corinthians. I hope you know that it's not who were the ones that partitioned it to 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. It's just a letter. And he was going to end in 2 Corinthians 13. I think it's verse 14. He says, the summation and the summary of what I've been saying, all I encountered, is if you get these three dimensions of God, you are good. Because in the place of encounter and fellowship, you will know the love of God. Number two, you would have experienced the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though He was rich, He became poor. You will understand what He did. Number three, the fellowship of the Spirit. These are the things you come out with in worship. Not things. These are the things that become things. Because you... If you're asking God for Naira, when you get to America, how do you spend? You better ask God for prosperity. So that in any nation, you can bring yourself to any currency. So God says, I want to give you what can answer anything. So in case you meet yourself in the desert of Saudi Arabia, you can still bring water. Your eyes will be open to see water. That's the dimension I'm talking about. That you are not living here with just answered prayers. You are living here becoming an answer. I said, may the Lord. You got it. And the what? Be with you. Can you see we have been singing this song? Pretty long song. Say, at the end of the of my worship. The reward, come on. The reward. Since I have you. Temple. Break it down, let's sit there. Say, at the end, come on, of my worship. The reward is you. It's you. Since I have you, I have everything. I will ever need. Say, at the end of my worship. The reward is you. Karabalada. So since I have you, you I have everything. Do you believe that? Sing it one more time. Say, at the end of my worship, the
said, since I have you, you are everything I will live. Somebody say, you made the love of the Father and the Christ and the fellowship of the Spirit. Be with me. Be with me. Some say, may the love of the Father and the grace of the Son now, can you prophesy to yourself? Rise it up, rise it up. Say, may the love of the Father and the fellow. This is the most accurate prayer you can pray. Be with me. Somebody tell you, may the Lord. Open your mouth and declare. And the grace. Somebody prophesy to your neighbor. Find a neighbor and tell him, tell me the love of the Father and the grace and the fellowship. Hey, y'all. Be with you. Be with you. One more time, baby. Rise the hand of your neighbor. Say, may the love of the Father and of Christ. I am. And the fellowship. I am. Be with us. Be with us. To my friends, may the love. Raise the hand of your neighbor. She do. Ay, ay, ay. No music, lift it up. Everybody say, be with us. What but say, may the love of the Father and the grace. Ay, ay. And the fellowship. One more time, be with us. One more time, say, may the love. Giroudidou, Michael, Anna, DJ, Zika, Simon, prophesy, God bless you.